being taken away, but it's not really being taken away. You just don't value it anymore. Like the people who give you a hard time, situations and circumstances that attack you, those things will leave you because you don't value them anymore. So it looks like a lot of people won't leave your life, but if you think about it, it's not really a lot of people in situations and circumstances leaving your life. It's a lot of drama leaving your life. They just tend to be associated with those people as the circumstances, as the means.
Yeah.
You follow me?
Yes.
Now, if you're not at the point that you can change internally and choose for peace internally and assume responsibility internally and learn to know your innocence at first internally, then he told us that the plan is going to call for changes in your external situation. So if you can't make the change internally, there will be external changes. That's the plan. So the slower that I change on the inside, the more things are going to happen on the outside to get me to change on the inside. That's why people go through so many tough challenges in life, because they don't shift internally until they have something external that forces them to do it. If you voluntarily make the change internally, there's no need to keep going through all these changes externally. Now, so if the changes externally are there to help you make a change internally, then the changes externally are always helpful because they're helping you to change internally. Even if it's kicking your butt in the meantime, even if you're freaking out, it's still part of getting you to change internally. So as soon as you say these changes are always helpful, you go to the next stage. So let's declare that the changes that we're going through in our outer life right now are helpful, even if we don't feel like it, even if it's somewhat difficult, even if it's somewhat painful, even if it's something that discourages us in our perception, because it said this doesn't have to be painful, but we usually experience it that way. So let's just go ahead and own that we experience some of the external changes in a painful way, and then claim that they're helpful, because whether we realize it or not, they are helping us have what kind of shift?
An internal shift.
Yeah.
All right. Everybody with me on stage one.
Yeah.
So we could go to stage two tonight if we were willing to claim that all changes are helpful.
All changes are helpful.
All changes are helpful. Okay. All right. Anything, any question about stage one?
One question.
Okay.
Why don't they tell us this before?
Well, it is right here in the book. So we were told. It's just that sometimes we don't read.
We don't hear it.
So we don't know it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to voluntarily make the internal shift.
Oh, yeah.
I notice as I make the internal shift, my external reality is more peaceful.
Yeah.
And part of making the internal shift is to tell myself God is the strength in which I trust when I'm feeling anxious, fearful, upset, and depressed. Because he's already told us that you're going to sometimes experience this as painful. So to walk around feeling like you're going to always feel good all the time on the way to making your internal shift is a kind of like an unrealistic approach to higher consciousness, which I see many true students do. They spend most of their time beating themselves up because they don't always feel happy. Right?
Right.
Okay. Then it says that you're going to go through a period. Okay, so we're going to do the stages, okay? So are we going to claim that the change is always helpful?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. All changes are
helpful. All changes are helpful. Do we have to feel like it?
No.
We were told what? It needn't be painful, but how is it usually experienced that way?
Yeah.
All right. Then it says that we're going to go through a period of sort now because the wants that we have decided that all the changes in our life are helpful, then we've got to decide everything on the basis of whether it's helping us make the internal shift or not helping us make the internal shift, right?
Right.
And so then he says, we find that a lot of the stuff that we value it so much that we won't apply the truth to that. In other words, we have certain things that we will not want to practice the truth with, like special relationships.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In other words, you know what I'm talking about. You practice the truth when it comes to some situations, but then in some situations, you think just like the world does. Okay, and that's what the Course says right there. He says you will find that many, if not most, of the things you valued before will merely hinder your ability to transfer what you've learned to new situations as they arise. So you won't generalize the lesson because you think if you apply the lesson here, you're going to lose. If I apply the lesson here, I'm not going to get what I want. You know, if this book says I'm supposed to forgive and I think somebody has attacked me, then it looks like I'm losing if I try to be loving in this situation. If the course said love is freedom, I feel like if I give freedom to the people I'm in relationship with, I might lose. You see what I'm saying? So I'm gonna separate. Or if the course says giving is how you receive, but I'm not gonna give nobody no money. Because then I won't have any. You see what I'm saying? Like we separate out the situations is that we won't apply the truth to, and the court says because we feel like we're gonna lose, we feel like we're gonna sacrifice. And then it takes great learning to understand that all these things are helpful, that every circumstance is helpful, that every encounter is helpful. And it's the only to the extent to which you see something as helpful that you should be seeing it as valuable. If it's helping you achieve your goal, it's valuable. If it's not helping you achieve your goal, it's not. Is that simple enough? If my goal is peace and you're helping me achieve peace and we are working toward peace and we're joining on the idea of peace, then my relationship with you is helpful. If my goal is peace and all we do is argue, fuss, and fight all the time, my relationship with you is not helpful. It is not valuable.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So the word value should only be, it's only valuable if it's what? Helpful. Helpful in helping you achieve your goal, which is peace. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Okay, and we already been told we're going to have, when it gets hard, it's because there are some areas we're afraid to apply the truth to because we feel like we're going to lose. And then it told us, well, it's going to take great learning for you to realize that you're not. So be gentle with yourself because you've decided on the direction you want to go in. That's all that's required. You know, I know I want to go toward real love and real peace. And I know that sometimes it's difficult for me to do it, but at least I'm headed in the right direction. Mm-hmm. Okay, any questions about stage two?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just give me a little bit of a synopsis about children. Like when you see stuff going on with them and that I must not trust, that I think even that's to their highest good, right?
Yeah, you're not seeing the changes that they go through as being helpful in terms of also helping them make the internal shift that they need to make also. So that means all the changes that your children go through are helpful because those changes will eventually teach them that they need to make an internal shift.
Jeez. Okay.
Okay? Especially if it's a situation where you have tried to be helpful and it looks like your help is not being accepted but rejected, that's just the child's way of saying to you that I am going to make this shift in another way.
Well, but,
they're going to make, because nobody's left out. Even your children are not beyond God. Parents are beyond God. It's one of the things that was really great when I first got into the Course in Miracles. My children were 10, 8, 9 years old, and the Course says that, you know, one of the things it tells you is that, you know, we go to God when we want to be helped, that we go to a higher power when we want help. But then we turn around and we believe we have to solve everybody else's problem. And it says that if you want to increase the idea and the power of the idea of giving things to God, then the way you do that is to give everybody's stuff to God. So I had to make the decision that I was willing to be as helpful to my children as I could be. But I also had to make the decision that they were God's children. It's hard to be a parent when you think you are the one that created your children.
When you think you're the parent.
Yeah, when you think that, because it's really kind of ridiculous because you can't be with your children all the time anyway, even if you call yourself the best parent in the world. You can't be with your children all the time. So it would be better to be in touch with that which is with your children all the time. And it would make a lot more sense to give your children to that which created your children, and then ask for guidance and what would be best in terms of what you should do from situation to situation, day to day.
Cool, thank you. That's great.
Okay, yeah. Because if I want to increase the belief in a higher power for myself, and I want that higher power to be helpful to me, I have to also give everyone and everything around me to that higher power also. And here's another little thing. Your children don't inherit from you. They inherit from themselves. So they come here with their own soul lessons, just like you do.